Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Ford of Europe delivers 3 new EVs. Cadillac cuts optic prices and Germany's Tesla backlash. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why Chang'an is the latest Chinese name to enter Europe. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. For Sunday, 16th of March, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of Ford's European division expanding its EV lineup this year. This week, they began mass production and customer deliveries of 3 new electric models. The new models are the Ford Puma Gen E, that's a passenger car, the e-Tourneo Courier, and the e-Transit Courier in Van World. Well, with these additions, Ford now offers 9 different electric models in total in Europe, including cars and vans. The Puma Gen E, previewed last year, is a key model for Ford. The Puma is their best seller. Combustion Puma is their best seller in the UK, for instance, so going electric is very, very important. It starts at $29,995, that's here in the UK, so sterling, that's €35,000 or so, making it the most affordable electric Ford that they sell. But that is a telling stat, isn't it? Because I always think of Ford as the everyman, the everywoman's car. You know, affordable Fords at good prices and something at every price. And that's telling that only now a Ford introducing a €35,000 car, and the Puma
not a particularly big car, and actually, not a particularly great EV. A very solid EV, by the way. It does sit below the Explorer and the Capri and the Mustang Mach-E in Ford of Europe's electric car lineup, but that's still very expensive. I'll take a look at the monthly deals and offers on that, because it just could be that it's got a high list price, but you end up getting some deals on the Puma. Well, in the van category, the Eaton Air Courier is a small electric passenger van to described as a multi-activity vehicle. A multi-activity vehicle. The e-Transit Courier is similar, but bigger, and designed for commercial use. It'll carry two Euro-sized pallets. It competes with vans like the Renault Kangoo E-Tech. All three new vehicles are made at Ford's Otosan plant in Romania, but the electric drivetrains come from Ford's Halewood facility here in the UK. Well, Stellantis and Iveco have agreed for Stellantis to provide two all-electric van models to Iveco, helping expand their EV lineup in Europe. Sales of the Iveco-branded vans will start middle of 2026 under a 10-year contract. The companies didn't share the financial details. The new vans will be built on the Stellantis mid-size and large electric van platforms at facilities in Atessa in Italy and in Poland, as well as France. Iveco will distribute them across Europe, including the UK, using their existing channels. Well, these two vans will boost Iveco's battery electric offerings in Europe and add electric offerings in the lightweight segment. This partnership follows a similar agreement last year between Iveco and Hyundai, where Hyundai supplies a mid-size electric van. Iveco is owned by Exor. They're the investment firm of the Agnelli family in Italy, which happens to be Stellantis's largest shareholder. So it's all quite incestuous and connected. Well, Cadillac has lowered lease payments for the Optiq electric SUV. It's the brand's most affordable EV. Launched in January with lease rates starting about $490, the Optiq now offers a lease of $399. That's really good. $399 per month. That's a 24-month lease deal, by the way, with $5,000 down, as in upfront payment. So that is quite a lot of money to pay at the start of a lease deal, but that is a decrease of 20% on monthly costs, with the manufacturer's suggested retail price of $54,390. The 2025 Cadillac Optiq all-wheel drive luxury trim is more competitive than others. The current lease promotion runs until the end of the month, and there's also a loyalty conquest bonus, or conquest incentive, I should call it. To qualify, you must have been leasing a non-GM vehicle from 2010 or newer for at least 30 days. And if you come to GM from another brand, you get another $2,000, kind of like a loyalty bonus, conquest incentive, call it what you will. Optiq's a good car, actually. 85 kilowatt hour battery, driving range 302 miles or 486 kilometers on one charge. DC fast charging, it's 150 kilowatts, adding about 80 miles in 10 minutes. And that's not bad, but later on in the podcast, or maybe tomorrow, we'll talk about the official launch of BYD's new system, which kind of puts everything into perspective when it comes to how the rest of our cars are charging. But we'll get to that. Now, let's talk about a new review by Marques Brownlee, MKBHD, who, some say, killed Fisker. Well, he didn't, by the way, but he did review the Fisker Ocean back when Fisker was really struggling. And he pointed out all the things that didn't work and, you know, the software and the tech. Now, Marques Brownlee is YouTube's most famous tech reviewer. And he has, you know, he's always about, you know, phones and cameras and things and computers and tablets. And now he's got a car reviewing channel called Autofocus. Awesome name, by the way. And that's like a million subscribers already. So very, very influential, very popular. And he did take a few swings at the Fisker, all of which seemed quite measured to me, and I think deserved. Stuff that didn't work, software. Like, he knows what he's talking about when it comes to the software world. You know, if he started talking about calibrating dampers and stuff, you'd be like, okay, are you a you know, an automotive kind of tester, or, you know, you drive on tracks, and do you know, he might know what he's talking about. He's a, you know, good sportsman as well. He drives his cars quickly, maybe on track. But I'm saying is, when it comes to tech, he's the expert. And so he panned Fisker. And it turned out, well, not long after they went bust and people connected the two and they're entirely unrelated. However, in a new 14-minute review of another EV, he also doesn't hold back. This time, the Dodge Charger Daytona EV. A Fratzonic flop. called because it has what they've called is the Fratzonic Exhaust System. Well, of course it doesn't, because there is no gases to exhaust. But they've called it the Fratzonic Exhaust because it makes the noise of a V8, a Hemi V8. Which is fine, I suppose. Like, if you need that, that's okay. This system can be adjusted with the software to change the sound intensity. He said, and I quote, "If you go to track mode, it's actually at its loudest. The rumble is way stronger. I can actually, and I'm not joking, I can feel the car rumbling like there was an engine behind me. It's kind of crazy. It's just as obnoxiously loud as a gas car," end quote. However, he went on to talk about the price tag of $86,000 compared to other cars. The one he reviewed had the Scat Pack, which is 670 horsepower, does 0 to 60 in 3.3 seconds. And he was talking about how the price is too high compared to what you get for $86,000. If it's what you're after, straight line performance, he says, go buy a Tesla Model 3 performance, which smokes it. A Kia EV6 GT would beat it, he says. A Tesla Model Y performance is similar in performance, but costs a lot less. For $80,000, he said, go get a used Model S Plaid and you'll get the fastest straight line EV. Talking about EV muscle cars and what it's meant to be good at and how it's not amazingly good at that. He also found the artificial exhaust really annoying, comparing it to a leaf blower, where more acceleration just makes the noise louder. He concluded the Charger doesn't promote aggressive driving and described its handling as boat-like while calling it a cruiser. Well, that's the opposite of what they want. They want this thing to be a Rottweiler, don't they? They want it to be a muscle car, American muscle. And he calls it a very comfortable cruiser. That's probably not the hardcore message which Dodge would want him to say. He didn't take the car apart, as it were, but I don't see him critical very often. If it's a piece of tech or a car that he does criticize, and even with Apple stuff, he's quite measured because he wants, you know, everybody wants the invite to the next Apple event and whatnot. And he would get it anyway because he's you know, the number one on YouTube. But even then, he's quite measured. So when you get a really hardcore critical video, you kind of have to pay attention to it. So that's really interesting. Will it take down Dodge like it took down Fisker? I highly doubt it. Hey, we've got some Tesla stuff to get into today. Some of it good, some of it less good. First of all, Tesla is struggling in China despite a run of weaker Chinese EV makers going under. The market's now very competitive with local brands challenging Tesla. Many consumers who once preferred Tesla are choosing local brands. They offer the same technology or better for 50% less money. BYD, Tesla's main competitor, sold 431,000 cars in the first 2 months of the year, a 75% increase from last year. In comparison, Tesla sold 60,480 vehicles in the first 2 months of this year in China, a 14% decline. A property crisis and a slowing economy's reduced demand for new vehicles across all brands. This has led to the government introducing subsidies for trading in old cars, and incentives increased. Both domestic companies and Tesla have benefited, of course. But Chinese buyers, which were once really enamored with the Tesla brand, perhaps less so at the moment. Tesla is facing serious challenges with the brand as well in the United States. Once admired, held as a beacon of eco-consciousness, the company has had hundreds of thousands of fans placing deposits for Model 3s over the years, waiting for 2 years to buy one. Some paid high markups just to get into the vehicle. Elon Musk, the CEO, was a leader in fighting climate change, but his recent actions suggest a shift away. This change has caused a drop in Tesla's new car sales, especially in Europe. In China, sales are down because of strong competition from local brands, as I just mentioned. And a limited model range, some analysts point out. I'm not always sure about that. I think they've got a really nice model range. 3Y, S and X, if you want to go top end. Not just Musk's political actions are being blamed for the drop in Tesla's sales. The company's share price has fallen back to levels seen 6 months ago, and any gains they got from riding the back of the US elections are now all wiped out. Tesla vehicles values in the US are also falling faster than the average market. Well, owning a Tesla is now linked with negative feelings. Some owners report facing hostility. One told the New York Times 2 weeks ago, "I was called a Nazi in a parking lot at Kroger's," end quote. This negativity has led to some owners selling their cars, but selling would involve a financial challenge of making a loss perhaps on the vehicle and your finance agreement. All the time, Tesla values are declining faster in the last few weeks than the average EV used market. Data from CarGuru shows that used Tesla prices fell 3.7% in 90 days compared to 1.5% for the market. Yearly, Teslas have dropped 7.5% while the overall market was down 2.8%. These declines follow earlier price cuts on new cars and rental companies selling off their fleets. So then look, this is a, you know, it's 4D chess, isn't it? There's lots going on here. The average price of a 2017 Model 3 is under 20 grand now in the US. And, you know, whether you associate yourself with Musk's politics or not, I hope you don't associate yourself with the recent retweeting of the sort of Hitler apologist stuff, saying it wasn't down to him, it was the civil servants that worked for him. Wow, Musk is really nailing his colours to the mast of being a genuinely terrible human being. It's not the fault of the people who work at Tesla or all of the people that bought the cars in the past or still drive them and love their cars. Just the last few weeks of, you know, a very high-profile CEO who happens to be now involved in politics and the richest person on the earth, if that matters to you at all. I'm not particularly enamoured by billionaires, but anyway. Then all of that is spelling bad news for used car values, but particularly Teslas, which is hard, like I say, if you own one and you have a lease agreement or you owe money on it. The Model Y has seen drops of 21% year over year, far above the EV industry average. IC Cars data supports these trends with a reported 13.6% yearly decline in used Tesla prices. The 3, the Y and the S are the top rank among the top four electric vehicles with the highest depreciation rates. Only the Taycan was more. And boy, oh boy, don't Porsche Taycan owners know how much of a bath they've taken on their vehicles. But if you're buying one, if you want to go buy a used Porsche Taycan, by the way, you can get an incredible vehicle as a nearly new, dealer approved, used. I mean, they are just a mega value right now. Of course, the new one has improved on the older Taycan, so that is one of the reasons why. But you know what? I'd happily take an original gen Taycan in the driveway. I would swap out the Polestar for one of those. Talking Tesla, by the way. Some data coming out of Germany, which again might concern Tesla in Germany. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Stick around. Back in a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. We'll finish off with a couple of things, Tesla-wise. Certainly this one, a recent bit of data coming out of Germany. I've been very careful. Oh, as you long-time listeners know, I sat on the fence for maybe too long with the whole Musk politics, tweets about Nazis and things, saying, well, you know, maybe it's not affecting Tesla. Obviously, it doesn't reflect, you know, driving one doesn't make you, by proxy, as bad as him. And, you know, maybe it's not, but now we're getting data almost daily now, and you've got to be careful about sample sizes and what it's proving, who's doing it, who's paying for the data, and, you know, is there a story they're trying to tell behind it? This time, a survey by T-Online in Germany with 100,000 respondents. So, again, I don't know. This sounds like an online survey or something where you can just go to a web page and click, which again, these things can be manipulated. It's not like someone is doing some, you know, very proper hardcore research here, but it might be. But anyway, 100,000 Germans were asked, would you buy a Tesla? 94% say no. Wow, I've never seen a number as high as 94%. 3% of Germans said they would be open to purchasing, having a buying intent and considering a Tesla. Wow, and I suppose the difference there doesn't say here, but the difference must be those that are on the fence. That is a huge popularity decline in Germany, a country that was once very keen on Tesla. Last year, sales in Germany did fall by 41% for Tesla, which is a serious decline. Overall, EV sales, of course, were up in Germany last year, something like 27%. Maybe 27%, I think. The decline continues into early 2025. German Tesla sales are down 70% now. And that is more than can be explained away by just the Jupiter. So as you may have heard in the feed, I did a special Tesla show where I did like half an hour on discussing my thoughts. And I asked to be, you know, prove me wrong. I won't be offended. We can still be friends. And I just got overwhelming support, particularly from my Canadian listeners as well, which all said along the lines of, we're really, really frustrated with the United States. All this talk about, you know, 51st state and Canada should be one of the United States and tariffs and all of this politics nonsense. And I was surprised. I thought I'd get some pushback. I didn't get any pushback at all. All I've had recently is one comment from one of my old, when I used to do YouTube videos, and I never liked them. Somebody found like one of my year old videos and went, you're a Tesla hater. You know, you and Mark Rober, who put a big anti-Tesla video out recently, you know, absolute scum, and you want to see the company fail. No, I don't. Of course I don't. Like 99% of the people that work there and everyone who drives one of their cars are good people. I didn't ask to be sucked into this, did they? So serious issues there in Germany. And of course, you know, Musk has political ambitions in the United States, but also has, you know, turned up to support the Alternative for Germany, AfD party. About 20% of voters in Germany now voted AfD. And so that's not enough of a fan base to then counter the rest of Germans who are saying, oh, and actually the AfD, which is laughable, used to campaign, run ads against Tesla. And yet when Musk turns up at one of their rallies before the recent federal elections, welcome him with open arms. So there we go. The joys of the far right. Let's not try and understand the hard right, should we? They used to run ads, very anti-Tesla at the AfD, and now he's their best friend. But hey, I'm not going to try and explain that. The ongoing drop in sales and negative public perception will surely be a headache for European Tesla senior management to try and explain that one away to the boss. Now, let's move on. Polestar is offering a major incentive for Tesla owners in Canada, discounts of up to $15,000 Canadian on a new Polestar 2 or 3 until the end of the month. That's $5,000 Canadian conquest bonus if you come from a Tesla, and $10,000 Canadian extra for those who pay in cash or arrange their own financing. To qualify, Tesla owners must show proof of ownership with Canadian registration or insurance. And Changan Automobile, China's fourth largest automaker. We don't talk about Changan Dangan very much, considering how big they are, will enter the European market with its S07. That's the Deepal brand under them. So the Deepal S7 is coming. It's an electric SUV, and it's going to be officially launched on Friday, March 21st, and other EVs the Changan will launch in Europe will be presented as well. They'll sell them in Norway, Denmark, Germany, Netherlands, and right-hand drive UK. Changan has partnered with local dealerships. Norway is the leader in Europe, of course, in electric vehicle adoption. We'll get them first. To support the operations over here, they are setting up spare parts hubs in the Netherlands to ensure strong aftercare, they say. The Deepal S07 is about a £38,000 car, €45,000 car. It's got 300 miles or WLTP, 300 miles estimated range. And so that is, you know, that is the heart of Tesla Model Y territory, VW ID.4 territory, Leap Motor C10. If you want to talk Chinese cars, that is the Stellantis China car. And so, you know, £37,000 is a little pricey, but get down to the mid to low 30s and you start to, you know, like the sort of the BYDs, maybe the Auras, although the Aura Cat, as it used to be Funky Cat, has had real sales challenges, then you start to get more interested. Monthly numbers, of course, are the very interesting ones. And that's your podcast for today. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.